B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Ahoy, you're on the air, sir.
Yeah,
okay. Hi, who's this? Can I have your name?
Yeah, it's General Yeager.
Why are you calling the show? And I don't even think know who you're calling.
You jackass. I know exactly who I'm calling.
Who are you calling?
And,
who are you calling?
I'm calling up somebody who evidently wants to apologize.
Are you capable of remembering about 15, 16 years ago when you came on this show and couldn't stay on hold for a minute and I said, fine, you're not doing a show?
I don't remember. I do tons of interviews.
Uh-huh.
Well, and he said that y'all tried to conduct an interview with me or something.
Yeah, and you didn't want to stay on hold for a minute.
And you were too goddamn unprofessional for me, and you want to apologize.
Goddamn unprofessional. This coming from a guy who took his photo with a bunch of monkeys that went into space before him.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
You're what we call in the business a fake-ass astronaut.
Yeah. Well,
you know what?
You're lucky I'm on the telephone, because if I was there, I'd put a bunch of tacks under your seat.
What are you talking about? You're 90 years old. You probably can't get out of a chair now, Yeager.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. You're lucky you got the telephone line between us, because if I was
Don't threaten me.
Well, are y'all conducting an interview here or what?
Let me go back, General. It had to be in the late 90s. Take a listen to this, General.
Are y'all running an interview or what? Been holding for a minute.
Remember that? General, we have had a lot of guests on this show over the years, thousands of them, as a matter of fact. You're the only one that we chose not to put on the air.
Boy, you are a long-winded son of a bitch, aren't you?
And I did a little research after that on you, General. Do you know that the plane that you claim to fly with such ease and breaking the sound barrier and all that is a plane that they train women like grandmothers in right now so that they can say they flew for a few minutes with an instructor? That it is one of the lamest planes ever known to the Air Force?
Yeah, well, Let me educate you.
Okay, go right ahead, General. Are you General retired, or do you just keep that title like a boat captain?
Yeah.
Educate me, because I don't like you one bit.
I don't care for you either.
If I bring up the name Alan Shepard, what goes through your mind?
Son bitch.
Yeah, if I bring up the name, I don't know, John Glenn.
Kiss ass.
Were you friends with any of the original seven NASA astronauts?
Nope.
Gus Grissom.
Max Stabber.
Gus Grissom, what did he ever do to you? They had to select seven astronauts. Now, from what I've read, because of your age, they wanted young, personable men to represent the space program. They wanted people that could be with the program for a long period of time for the march to the moon, and you simply did not have, pardon it, General, the right stuff.
I'm the best.
You aren't the best. You weren't selected. You weren't even selected in the second crop of astronauts. Frank Borman was. He wound on to head an airline. He was head of Eastern Airlines. What did you ever become the head of?
Are y'all conducting an interview here or what?
Well, when you,
Frank,
sir...
Frank, Frank Foreman's a ne'er-do-well.
Okay. So you've been on with us.
And you know what? Yeah, he ran a company. He ran an airline company right in the ground.
Yeah. At least he had something to run into the ground. I'll tell you right now, you should have run something into the ground. It would have saved everybody a lot of headaches.
Yeah.
Are we conducting an interview, General? Is that the way you conduct an interview with just, how about explaining? You know, ne'er-do-well, backstabber. I'm asking you about American heroes.
Well,
you ever hear of a guy named Joe Kittinger?
Yeah.
Joe Kittinger went up to space in a balloon.
Yep. Ballin' balloon man.
Didn't you get along with him? He knew he couldn't be an astronaut. He knew that he wasn't going to get into space, so he did it with a balloon.
Whack job.
How is he a whack job? You know, he's a Florida resident over in Orlando, and is that what you're going to do? Do nothing but tell me one-word answers, derogatory answers to people that were in your profession, people, your equals?
These people aren't my equals. I'm the best.
Why do you
the best has ever been.
All right, give me an example.
Yep.
Give me an example. That's a question that requires more than a yeah.
Yep.
What are you most proud of?
Let me tell you something. I can sit here right now and break the sound barrier with one cheek.
We're not talking about gas sound barrier. You sitting in a recliner burying them. I'm talking about...
I'll shake the goddamn walls.
Are you still living on your own, sir? Or are you in a convalescent home?
Yep.
How old will you be on your next birthday?
Let me tell you something. If I was there right now, I'd get myself the biggest Phillips head screwdriver I could find, douse it in hot sauce, and introduce it to your toodle hole.
General.
Yeah.
What? So you're not liked by anybody. It's not necessarily. No wonder you didn't become an astronaut. They didn't like you. No wonder you can't do an interview because nobody likes you.
Yeah.
Are you still a married man?
Nope.
You walking around right now? You walking around? What? What?
I'm the cock of the walk.
According to who?
Rayovac batteries.
Rayovac batteries? You don't endorse Rayovac batteries.
Well, there was talk about it in 61.
Yeah, when everybody else was going up into space and you were grounded.
Yeah.
Rayovac.
Then those executive pussies over there at Rayovac said I wasn't likable enough. Wasn't personable.
D-Train, see if you can find out for me, because the general, the major, the corporal won't answer the question. How old is...
93.
You're 93 years old.
Yeah, he was sued at 91 for not paying his dues.
Sued at 91. You're 93 now. Now, let me ask you something, General.
I don't know who you think you're talking to, you little Nancy ass.
I can kick your ass right now. And you know what? At 93... If you tried to use your walker to get back up on your feet, I would take the heel of my hand right into your chest and thump you back into that cheap plastic leather recliner.
You know, all I'd have to do is
take
my index. I just have to take my index finger, push it into your belly button, and twist.
You can't do that. You're too arthritic, for all I know. You probably can't see right, which is better for me, because if I came face-to-face with you, I'd do this. I'd slap you with the back of my hand. Slap you right like...
Let me tell you something. You're nothing but baby powder.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know, John L. Sullivan's lucky he died, because I'll lick any son of a bitch in the house.
I would knee you to the mouth. Your false teeth would go flying. You'd swallow the bottom plate, and you'd beg for me to kill you. Finish me off, Stan. Finish me off. I'm too weak.
Yep. You won't be doing that after I bite your nose off and then
you're going to bite my nose.
You down your throat with my tongue.
You'd gum my nose. You'd gum at it. Let me tell you something. You are the most dislikable, pain in the ass, piece of crap that we've ever come across. And if anybody declares you a national hero, they're lying. Yep. The only one that says you're a national hero is you, because everybody you come into contact with hates your effing guts.
Yep. Well, you won't be talking that way when I get a pair of needle-nose pliers and pull your earlobes off.
Oh, gee, General Yeager, you are such a hero in everybody's eyes. You were the true leader of the space program. If it wasn't for you, General Yeager, we would go and wouldn't be reaching for the stars. There wouldn't be no space station today. There wouldn't be no astronauts and women in space because of you, General Yeager. You're such a hero to the world.
Well, that's all true. You're a real smart fella.
It's a bunch of lies, Yeager. Let me ask you, if I bring up the name Wally Schirra, what do you think?
Son of a bitch.
What about a Scott Carpenter?
Nobody.
No, Deke Slayton?
Don't want to talk about it.
Deke was a good man. He was the head of the astronaut corps, and he was the one that had to break the news to you. You weren't one of the seven. He was, but you weren't.
Well, let's just say disappointment.
Disappointment, what, in Deke or yourself?
I expected more out of Deke.
How did you feel?
Those other sons of bitches dime a dozen.
Yeah. Deke
probably don't even know how to fly a biplane.
Yeah, but Deke was a different story.
Probably don't even know how to crop dust. Much less barnstorm.
You're crop dusting right now.
I don't think there was a damn wing walker amongst them.
What was? Did you ever wing walk?
Nope.
Okay.
I had a beautiful woman that did my wing walking.
Yeah.
And she gave her life for science.
She died.
Yep.
She fell off the wing because you couldn't keep the plane steady.
She fell off the wing because she couldn't handle my skill.
What skill? When you have a wing walker, you hold the plane steady and they walk out on the wing.
Yeah, and then you do some barrel rolls and she gets all nervous.
You stupid idiot.
Are y'all conducting an interview here or what? Are you just going to be stupid?
If I mention the name Ham the chimpanzee, what comes to mind?
Like to get a pitchfork. Like the kind you use to bale hay on a farm.
Yeah.
Not that you'd know anything about that, you sissy.
Yeah, and?
You know what I'd like to do with that pitchfork?
What?
I'd like to douse it in Frank's hot sauce and introduce it to your tootle hole.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Self-evident.
What? What is
all
what
men
are
you
saying? What?
By the, go, you know the, you know the thing.
Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. My name is Stan. This is my friend and partner for. For almost 40 years.
Yeah.
Mark Haney. And through the glass there is the millennial we all know as Junior.
Hi.
I'm nice. You know what? I shouldn't have played that opener because I'm already in a bad mood.
Well, you did it to yourself.
I know I did it to myself.
Because we were reminiscing about Chuck Yeager and what you just heard was a make-good for Stan, where I played Chuck Yeager, because the real Chuck Yeager was too big of a dick to make it on the show.
Yep.
Now, he made it on the phone.
That's about as far as I went.
And Stan had prepared a wonderful interview. Dare I say, you were prepared to kiss the man's ass.
Oh, sure I was. This was, he was one of the right stuff, we thought.
And in the first 10 seconds with the real Chuck Yeager, Stan knew he hated the man, hung up on him.
Yep.
Because he was a dick.
We doing an interview or not? I said, no, we're not doing an interview. Jackass.
And your memory is spectacular because you remember the day that that happened.
I do.
And that at the same time that you were trying to instigate the interview with Chuck Yeager, you just finished up with the great June Lockhart.
Yeah. Because she was going to Miss Lost in Space herself. She was going to be the Grand Marshal of the Edison Parade. and so we were talking to her. And then we had somebody else in the studio. Might have been promoting the damn parade. And I said to our producer at the time, get Yeager on. And I was running around like mad. And he goes and gives me the thumbs up. Yeager's ready to go. So I said, all right, we're in a commercial break. I've got about 6 more minutes to go. Before General Yeager's coming on, I said, you know what? Let me go and get a liner from him, you know, a little greeting thing that we can play, like we've gotten from tons of people. And he started with his attitude. Yeah. We did an interview. I've been on the phone for a minute.
Well, you know, you bring up that time period, and you brought up Jokey.
Yeah, he was our producer then.
And Jokey was always telling me, because, you know, we tried to be, I know this is hard to believe, but there was a time early on when we tried to be optimistic.
Yes.
And back then, you know, we didn't know what we know now. All we knew is that anytime we were optimistic, we were constantly proven wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
And Jokey would have talks out by the picnic table with me where he would explain to me, and this would have been, what, 97?
Oh, yeah, this was in the late 90s, 97, 98.
Well, Clinton was still in office. And it was at one of those points where everything was kind of cool, the economy was fine, and they were really focused on the Middle East, and it was, you remember, there was constantly talk of this could be the one, this could be the deal. And Jokey kept going, don't pay any attention to that. He goes, I'm sorry to tell you, but I probably shouldn't say much, but at least for the foreseeable future, your life, things are just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. Come on, Jokey. Let's look on the bright side. Yeah, I'd like to, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and I'll always be your friend, but I'm getting the hell out of here. It's true.
And he was very consistent on it.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
I mean, he was here, what, a year or two?
He was here from the time, shortly after we started in the afternoon, 97 to early 99.
You know what? I don't even remember how he ended up as our producer.
I know the whole story.
Because we didn't start out buddies.
No. We had Radio John was our initial producer in the
afternoon.
So did
we get him after his host was arrested?
I don't know if it was the arrest that got it. He was working on the AM station as a board op. And suddenly he didn't have a show to do over there. And we said, we need a producer. You want to do ours?
Yeah, that's how weak we were at that point.
Yep. That's what happened.
Anybody?
See a show of hands? Jeez.
And he didn't want to.
Yeah.
Like, oh, jeez.
Yeah. I'd made him get on the phone and...
And we ended up making a real friend because...
Oh, yeah.
You know, a couple of weeks into it, he's like, so you guys, you want me here now? Because I don't need to be here. You know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the money they're paying me is nothing.
Yeah, and I don't want to be here. And he eventually left.
And he said, but for you, I'll stick it out for a while, and I'll help you build a show that can last.
Yep.
And he did.
Yeah, well... He was unorthodox. He had no experience in doing the stuff that we had him doing.
But...
None.
He could see the future, and he knew what we needed to do.
Yeah, he said talk a lot of UFOs. He did.
Well, he also kind of created the tradition of the news and jokes.
He was at the he was one of the founding members.
Yeah, when we built this city on rock and roll.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Paper mache.
But as far as your history of the Stan and Haney show, I would say a founding father and very important figure.
I would agree.
Can you imagine if Jokey had to school Junior?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He wouldn't know what to no.
No. We'll be back. He wouldn't know what to make of it. Stan and Haney.
You didn't like it because it wasn't traditional, but part of you knew it wasn't that Jokey was smarter than you. It's just that he knew different stuff than you did.
I didn't want to see him
make the sausage.
Right. Just give me the product because watching him make the sausage was all wrong.
Except it was the best we ever had.
Got it done.
It was the best sausage this show has ever produced.
We'll be back.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
Me.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, a lot of information to get to. We're having problems on our roads. I know we're an hour and a half before we do our first traffic update, but I want to pass along some information to you. First of all, from our road watchers, U.S. 41 southbound.
What? 96 K-Rock.
What's your case? What the heck was that all about? Thank you.
That's on your end, Stan.
It went by itself. Howdy. A couple of things. 41 southbound by Lee Memorial Hospital, completely blocked. They're rerouting traffic there. Also, and I think this has something to do, bad accident, 41 south at Cypress Trace. And then this comes in. A portion of Corkscrew Road in Estero is shut down as crews work to repair an active gas leak.
What is going on with the gas?
I don't know. Corkscrew
Road. It was Bonita yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Corkscrew Road from Stony Brook Gulf Drive to Firehouse Lane is shut down, according to the Estero Fire Department. Shut down. So things are happening. You got the over by the hospital. You got over by the golf course at Stony Brook and Estero. So be careful out there. I don't know what it is with these gas leaks. Also, and I don't like seeing this, but the COVID, the Florida Everblade season was cut short this past season. The ECHL has announced through the league and its board of governors and the Professional Hockey Players Association came down today that the ECHL and the Florida Everblades will delay the start of their season until the Blades play a scheduled home game December 4th. They were supposed to start October 17th. The ECHL
season... Well, at
season,
least there's still hope.
Yep, delayed until December 4th. They still hope to get in a 72-game schedule, but it's going to start in December now.
And, you know, there's so many unanticipated little bits of fallout from the world of COVID. The NFL, supposedly, they've canceled all their preseason games, but supposedly they're going to play their full schedule.
Good luck.
But now they have these weird COVID rules in place. We talked about briefly where if you're a player and you simply don't feel comfortable,
you don't have to play and you get paid.
Yeah, and it you get your full retirement benefits and all that as if you played a year. So one Dolphin has done that. I think five or six Patriots have done that. That's one part of it. But the Detroit Lions and the NFL, with the way that they go about things, because if you have followed football at all, you know that because of the gambling that doesn't exist, they put out injury reports, and they've been including COVID on that. So Matthew Stafford, quarterback for the Detroit Lions, he's their guy, franchise quarterback, been there for years, married to a lovely woman. I think they have 41 children.
Yeah.
Could be 42 by now. And it's strange how, in a lot of ways, with sports teams like that, that as big as it is, it can still come down to small-town stuff. And, you know, they live in a well-to-do suburb of Detroit, and they got a lot of kids. And so the word went out immediately, Matthew Stafford test positive for COVID. And Stafford's like, you sure? Because I sure don't feel anything. All right, well, we'll retest to make sure. And I would imagine NFL players, they wait a lot less time than, say, Junior does.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was a false positive, and he had like three negatives immediately after that. So he didn't think a thing of it. He and his wife are going about their business in the well-to-do part of Detroit. Their kids are out playing and all this. And the wife ends up posting on social media, I need to emphasize this, Matthew never had COVID-19, and then goes through this laundry list of her small children being bullied and harassed, like, you're diseased, get away from me. My mom said I can't play with you.
Yeah.
All of this stuff. And it's put out immediately. And she said, maybe, NFL, we should make sure someone has it before you send it off to the media.
And social media, the evil. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like you think, hey, yeah, Matthew Stafford, he can take his hits, but,
Know,
five-year-old kids, no.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
You remember what it was like when word got out that somebody had cooties?
Yeah. Well, the thing at our school was when the word got out that somebody at the school had lice. And
is there a difference between lice and cooties?
Cootie and a lice, two different things.
But similar reactions.
A 6-year-old boy can touch a girl and get cooties.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can touch a guy or a gal with lice and get them.
That's true. Generally, the cooties came from a female. That was the originator. Yeah. But then once a boy had cooties, He could pass it on.
Sure. But lice, man, there was the hey, did you hear Wade has lice?
No.
They had to send him home.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you looked at him differently.
But Wade's...
He's not clean.
Yeah, but Wade's not around, thank God. But Donnie, He's got cooties, and he's right over there.
Because he was talking to Sally.
Hey, Donnie?
Yeah?
Is it true you got cooties?
Maybe.
You'll know if you have them.
Yeah, he doesn't even protect himself against girls.
Yep.
That's what penicillin's for.
He's got cooties.
He's riddled with cooties.
Yep.
You kidding me?
Pewter Mug North, US 41.
I heard there were different kinds of cooties, and he's got them all.
I think wasn't there a game called Cooties? Like a Milton Bradley game. I think there was. Look that up.
The girls used to chase us around the playground and stuff.
Stay away.
Yeah, but did you know about cooties?
Yeah.
So that was still a thing then?
They were trying to spread it.
Cooties.
They don't have a test for it.
Did they call it cooties?
Yes.
Isn't it amazing the things that survive?
Certain things. Yeah.
I mean, you're near retirement age and you're still frightened to death of cooties.
Damn right. I'm near retirement. How about you kids having to go back to school or stay home? Don't worry, lunches at school are taken care of.
With your kids learning from home, they're now missing out on one of the quintessential school experiences. Eating prison-quality food in a cafeteria/gymnasium/auditorium. Introducing Lunchly, the meal delivery service that brings public school lunches right to your home. Your kids will eat chicken-flavored nugget material, something green they'll never touch, and the classic, a stale piece of French bread with pizza toppings. Finished with room-temperature chocolate milk. For the full experience, for an extra dollar, we'll send over a lunchtime bully.
Give me your money, kid!
And it's all delivered by a real lunch lady, with a smile and a smoky cough.
Enjoy it!
So sign up your child today for Lunchly. Food! Just like school used to make.
Yeah.
Hey, Stan.
Yeah, I remember when I used to get this, and it used to happen. Nobody said anything about it. They'd shut the school down now. I would get a warm carton of milk.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the milk warm, lunch lady? Our refrigerator's broken. Drink up.
Mm-hmm. You know what I heard, Stan?
What?
You know that one lady, lunch lady with the thick glasses?
Yeah.
And the arms that droop like bat wings.
Yeah.
I heard she puts boogers in our food.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I think one of my buddies told me he saw it.
Yeah, you hear anything about that, Donnie?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Putting boogers in our food?
Yeah, that's why I don't eat the lunch food.
Only when it's pizza day.
Yep.
Brown bag. Only on pizza day.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Well, one big advantage of staying at home more often?
Yeah.
Big money saver. Like my haircuts.
Yeah, where it still grows.
Think how much money we've saved, trimming a little here, a little there, all by myself.
But you realize it's not really blended.
Well, it's hard to see when I'm doing the back.
Mm-hmm.
How does it look?
Ever see the Chucky movie?
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
You know, that has been such a great show for us and the spinoff, the advice from a divorced guy.
Yep.
It's really doing well.
All right.
It's hard to see the back.
Yep. Kraft. I don't know how many of you, maybe in this room, But I'm talking about moms and dads that might be listening, kids that might be listening, have had mac and cheese for breakfast. Junior, yes. I have.
Kraft, I didn't know that was a thing.
Kraft is pushing it now. They want you to have mac and cheese for breakfast.
Why?
It's morning. The sun is shining. Your kids are... So give yourself a break and give them Kraft mac and cheese for breakfast.
It's for real. And I've had it for breakfast. Junior has.
Is that normal?
I was doing it since I was a kid.
Your mom would do that?
Oh, she wouldn't give it to me for breakfast. I'd make my own. Oh, by the way, I want to say this. Happy birthday to my mom. Today is her birthday. I'd already talked to her this morning. She's got a little delivery coming this afternoon. 82. My mom is 82 today.
That's crazy.
Doctor, she sounds great.
I don't like the number, though.
Yeah, it's a high number. I never thought that. You know, I don't picture her at 82.
Mm-mm. You know. I always picture her as, like, probably around our age and ready to bail us out at any moment.
Get a load of this. And the kid admits it. All right, I'm guilty. Who hasn't thought of this? And it's... Some of you may have even done it. A 14-year-old kid in Phoenix took his parents' car out for a joyride while they were out of town. They found out after someone reported the car for speeding, and they got a call from the local cops. So they punished him, their 14-year-old, by giving away all of his stuff at 14. They emptied out his bedroom and put it all out on the sidewalk for people to take. And the kid, well, he understands.
I just wanted to drive, but I don't have, like, a license to. So I just took it. I was like, I don't have anything to drive it, so, like, I'm just going to, like, take it for, like, one spin.
Whoever was driving the vehicle, please slow down. That was a residential area with lots of family and children and pets.
We took all his stuff out. His room is 100% empty, and we're just giving all his stuff away. Mostly to, like, apologize to our neighbors, too, you know, like... He could have ran someone over.
I think it's a fair punishment.
Hopefully, you know, you do what's right. I mean, you really be able to tell later in the years, of course, but for now, you know, we're just trying our best to keep him out of trouble, make sure he understands that things like this will not be tolerated.
Damn, mom and dad were good to him.
Yeah, what did he have?
That's good a stuff. Nice bedroom.
Yeah, nice stuff. You should.
But you know what?
What?
I like his chances.
Oh, yeah, I do too. He's got that go-get-him attitude.
Yeah, he's got the urge to be a man, which is natural. But at the same time, he's now learned that there are consequences. But that's the recipe for non-happiness, because they say what you're supposed to do is do whatever you want, forget about the consequences, and you'll be happy forever.
You brought this up to me yesterday. About 20 years ago... The city of Fort Myers Beach passed a law about what you could wear on a beach. And women wearing bikinis, which I have no problem with if they're in shape. And the law was passed, and the actual term was called anal cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
That if a woman was wearing a bikini bottom, she had to cover the crack. No anal cleavage, or you could get a ticket. This, I believe, Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah.
A young woman in a bikini top and thong bottom got detained at the beach, but the cops and the woman who called the police are calling her nude. And they got into a big argument. We saw the pictures. As far as Fort Myers Beach law, there was no anal cleavage. There was no exposure of any body parts.
But they were in the debate
over whether exposed buttocks were acceptable.
Nude, here you go.
Stop acting like this.
She's being detained right now. Okay?
She's handcuffed on the beach.
Why is it illegal to have a bikini on the beach?
I literally wear this to the beach every
day. We're going to show you. Absolutely. Did someone complain?
Yeah.
Shall be unlawful for any person appearing in the nude on any public beach access to the public waters or any public property in the view of the public.
I'm not
so
nude.
So nobody's nude.
You're in a phone. This is not considered nudity. There is clothing covering their private parts.
You know what? You keep chiming in, you're going to jail.
For what?
For talking?
Hindering.
This isn't nudity.
So, and I'm not seeing your nude. It's the fact that you're out there on the phone. That's because we have a phone board that we have to cover up. All it is support.
Why couldn't we tell them stop looking at us?
Well, my thing is, we're addressing the issue. We're out here telling you what the ordinance is. If you don't want to comply with it, take it to jail with it.
Well, we're just
going to
leave.
And that's your right.
Jeez.
It turns out she's an acrobat.
Really? Well, I can tell. She's, another Olga Corbett, a little Nadia, little Mary Lou Retton.
Would look perfectly at home in the beach volleyball circuit.
Carrie Strugs. We were telling you yesterday about, and you've seen it everywhere, the Beirut, Lebanon explosion.
And as we said yesterday, we knew it was going to be worse than we said at the time.
Deaths are
unbelievable.
In the hundreds, they say 1/5 of the Hiroshima bomb was the strength. What they're finding out is that it was ignited by a welder in a warehouse. There also was a fireworks place, and there was a warehouse that had the ammonia nitrate that was seized from a ship as it was sinking and had actually been in the warehouse for years.
Well, it was seized from, I don't know that it was sinking, but it was interdicted.
Yeah.
It was sailing from the former Soviet Republic of Georgia to Mozambique, and they found that it had this stuff, which obviously can be explosive, was seized and taken to Beirut, and according to them, it sat there for six years. And nobody knew what to do with it.
News people put together a montage of the cameras that were around when the explosion went off. So here we got about 20 seconds
it's like
the different explosions, the same explosion from different areas.
And if you haven't seen it, it's like nothing else you have ever seen.
Here you go. 1/5 the size of the Hiroshima bomb.
It was heard 100 miles away,
here
too.
You go.
150.
155.
Sorry.
156.
This is a montage of the same bomb or explosion.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
About that frequency.
Unbelievable.
The thing about it that makes it really unique to me is, other than looking at footage of the old nuclear tests, atomic tests, because this is non-nuclear and it's in a major city, it's like, and it's because of the technology of the cameras capturing it, that you see the actual shock wave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. If you were, wrap up the grab bag here. If you were a kid of the 80s, early 90s, I got some good news for you. For the rest of us, it's not that big of a deal. But for some of you.
So we're past it. It's before juniors' time.
There's that certain age group they're bringing back.
So none of us will understand it, right?
Oh, you'll understand it.
We just won't care.
We understand from different for different reasons.
Okay.
They are bringing back. It is going back into production. A updated. Where are they now? Continue with the series. TV show that everybody in the 80s and early 90s loved. Who's the boss?
Well,
Tony Danza.
And what part does Tony Danza play?
Tony. Who's the boss? The sequel show is in development. Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are going to be starring.
Oh, no.
Judith Light, it doesn't look like she's going to be a part of it. They're getting things all situated, but it's pretty much a done deal. Tony is back on TV.
As?
Tony and Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, I can see that. Because I imagine when Tony Danza first started acting and he was playing the part of Daniel, and people would call out, "Okay, Daniel," he'd just stand there.
Yeah, not to look at what was going on.
Hold on a second. Try this. Tony! Hey! Let's just make the character's name Tony.
In the 80s, this guy was given more TV shows, and all of them were Tony.
Yep. Because Hollywood executives, through multiple studies, determined that America literally could not get enough of Tony Danza.
Yep.
Give this man a talk show. Give this man a sitcom. Give him anything he wants.
He haunted you, too, because I went and I had the opportunity.
And he'd show up places.
I had the privilege of getting front row seats to see Don Rickles when he came to town probably about 10, 12 years ago. You know who opened for him?
Who?
Tony Danza. You can't shake him.
As himself?
Yes, Tony. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Look it up, Junior.
96K Rock.
Look up his resume.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. Stan and Haney. 96K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Wednesday afternoon, and in less than 30 minutes, the lovely Carly will join us, and we will play Are You Smarter Than Haney? We will see if Haney can come back from last week's rare
I don't
defeat.
Even remember going down.
Yeah. Rare defeat last week. Up for grabs, $50 to the pewter mug. Lucky Stan and Haney listener go head-to-head with Mark Haney. I think Haney was like, 500 and wins and maybe one loss in the last few years. And out of the blue.
And it's because I missed the question about Big Bird.
Yeah. So that'll be in just a little while.
I could say that's not fair, but it wouldn't matter.
No.
I missed a question about Big Bird, and that's it cost right. me everything.
Yeah.
If you have a moment, Stan.
Well, I got a moment, yes.
I think it would be helpful to share just a brief travel tip with the audience.
Okay.
There was an incident involving a Florida woman, an African-American lady, who I guess her occupation is activist, and she was flying from North Carolina to St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
and she was COVID compliant, had her face mask on, appropriately attired as far as the actual clothing, but some of the messages on the clothing were considered problematic. And there are a lot of allegations of racism here, that she was kicked off the plane because she was black. She was wearing a cap that featured almost an Andy Warhol-type depiction of marijuana leaves.
Okay.
A very colorful shirt that said Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
And a face mask that spelled out in large font. I'm going to use an abbreviation, but please. She had the full word, F-12. And a flight attendant advised her that the face mask was inappropriate.
As it is.
And she did not agree with that assessment and was asked to leave the plane.
As she should have.
And she says, clearly, it's because she was black.
That is incorrect.
Now,
I would have been kicked off. I would have been kicked off. Junior would have been kicked off, roughly kicked off. I mean, kicked and manhandled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, the face mask should be a utilitarian device.
And not a statement.
Yes. Let's say, for instance, I chose to travel with a face mask that was in the pattern of the Army of Northern Virginia.
All right, okay.
Now, Stan?
Inappropriate.
That's what I'm saying. Even though I might like that face mask, when I'm traveling, my goal is to get from point A to point B.
Not to make a statement.
Yes.
With your face mask. Doesn't matter who you are.
And it doesn't matter what your statement is.
Oh.
When you're traveling, just be as plain as can be and get to and from your destination.
Because traveling's not fun to begin with.
And then when you arrive at your destination, you be you.
Right.
But while you're traveling with many other people in a confined environment who may or may not agree with you. But the point is...
In any profanity.
But the point is, while you're on that plane, your goal is not to convince everyone on the plane of your beliefs. It's to get from point A to point B.
Yeah. Before we do...
But, of course... She went to Twitter, and the airline has now been condemned as racist and needs to be canceled.
Social media. Before we get to the local beat, Matt Mangus passed this way, over to me, and it happened today. And I don't know if there is a loved one out there that can attended to this woman. It was just a brief news release. From Naples by the Collier County Sheriff's Office with very little detail on this, but disturbing nonetheless. Dateline Naples, Florida. This today, about 10 a.m., 5 hours ago. A woman in Naples gave birth to her baby at a mobile gas station in Naples this morning. Deputies with the Collier County Sheriff's Office said they had to respond to a call in the 5300 block of Tamiami Trail North after reports of a woman giving birth at the gas station just after 10 a.m.
Was she in her car? Was she in the store?
No details. They 911 was called. The mother and her child were taken to NCH North Naples Hospital. That's all. What do you know?
I have the 911 call.
All right, well, is it good? And are we cuss free on it? Have you previewed it?
I previewed it.
Okay, let's hear what. This happened this morning, a few hours ago.
She seems pretty calm too.
Collier County 911, what is the address of your emergency?
I don't know the address, but it's the 7-Eleven over on Pine Ridge and 41.
That's where you are right now?
Yes, ma'am. I do need an ambulance, though. She just had her baby. She's walking into my store, and I have to have an ambulance.
And yes, ma'am, you don't know the address? Where you are? 5320.
It's the, I don't know the exact, 5320, it looks like, 5320.
Yeah, that you're correct. Trail.
And what's your name?
Yeah, there you go. So that bizarre, and just wanted to pass that along to you. Now,
well, I hope that, you know, everything's all right.
Me too. Now, for our local beat, as I like to say, let's get in deep into the mud. This is disgusting. Throw away the key. This guy is a creep and should be dealt with appropriately. Today's local beat, kids with innocent ears may want to cover them up, or mom may want to put some earplugs in or something. No bad words, just a sick story. Headline out of Charlotte County, Punta Gorda to be exact. Headline reads, Florida man caught with his pants down touching himself. And he was, I tend to think he was looking for fun in all the wrong places. Dateline Charlotte County. A man was caught with his pants down and touching himself in a Punta Gorda public park. According to Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, 67-year-old Mark Durgan. 67, and you're playing this game? I mean, we tell you the evils of social media. There's chat rooms and stuff anywhere you can go and video. Look, 67-year-old Mark Durgan walked down a trail in front of an undercover deputy at Charlotte Flatwoods Environmental Park and continuously looked over his shoulder in a prompting manner at the deputy. Durgan, while still being followed by the deputy, walked off the trail and into a lightly wooded and secluded area. When the deputy found him, Durgan had his shorts and underwear down around his ankles and his, and I'll use just private part, completely exposed and touching himself. Durgan told the undercover deputy, quote, I was looking for a friend. As he told the deputy, I was looking for a friend, he did not stop touching himself. So he's going full steam ahead and telling the undercover deputy, I'm looking for a friend. Jeez. I don't know. I'm a man of 58 years. What goes into a person's head to do this? Just as he moved closer to the deputy, let me shuffle on over closer to you, and began to unlatch the deputy's belt.
What?
The deputy told Durgan, I'm an undercover detective with Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. Durgan was arrested and is now facing charges of exposure of sexual organs, battery by intentional touch or strike, because he went at the deputy's belt. This all according to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. What goes through someone's head? There is a synapse in the brain is not firing correctly. 67 years old. Do you think that was his first time at 67? There is the mugshot, but Junior didn't bring it up. Were you still?
That's all right. I'd rather keep the screen on the girl with the thong.
Were you still having problems bringing up that story?
Yeah, it blocked me from pulling up that story.
Beasley filter system here blocked him from bringing up that story, which was on NBC2's website.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
He's a youngster. He doesn't need to be exposed to that type of stuff at work.
Sorry, because it scans, and then it'll send you a little message saying
that, on a news story.
On a news story.
After all the things I pulled up and showed you guys, like it blocks that one?
It blocked it.
It's best that he doesn't know.
I had to go through alternative sources to get him the story. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, I'm silent, Stan. There are so many layers of different things right now. I don't understand
any of it.
The world that we live in.
I don't understand any of it.
I don't know what the rules are anymore.
Nope.
I got no idea.
Nope. When we come back.
This is recent. A year ago, I kind of had a
light grasp.
A lot of stuff didn't make sense, but there was a light grasp.
It's really fallen off the cliff.
What's going on?
I don't know. There are plenty of avenues for that creep to go and do his thing without going out in public and reaching for
deputy's belt. Obviously, he sees nothing wrong with that. A woman sees nothing wrong with wearing an F-12 face mask onto an airplane.
I don't get it.
Now, Junior's got it where he's doing his whole lefty dance over there.
Yeah.
Do you even know what that means?
F-12, dog.
Don't you say that. Don't you dare say that.
Ever.
You apologize right now.
I'm sorry. I love 12.
We'll be back. Are You Smarter Than Haney is next.
Don't you ever say that.
Ever. Haney out to redeem himself after an embarrassing loss last week.
Well, it's because I don't understand the world that we live in.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Baby. Sizzling after Izzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But we do this on Wednesdays. The lovely Carly has joined us in studio. Do you enjoy coming in here?
I do.
Is it kind of like a break from the regular routine of the building?
Yeah, no one else can find me in here.
Yeah. It's
yeah, they're not allowed.
It's sanctuary. Yeah, it is. Leave us alone. We're broadcasting.
That flashing red light means stay away.
Yep. She has joined us because we're going to play another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? Last week, a rarity occurred. Haney lost. That doesn't happen. You were witness to a Haney loss.
That's like seeing a rare boy.
Can you believe I lost because I didn't know something about Big Bird? Can you believe that?
No, I can't actually.
Yeah. Now, you watched Sesame Street as a kid, didn't you?
Yeah, that's a long time ago, man. Yeah.
Big Bird.
That's what cost me.
Yep. Well, you get a chance to redeem yourself as we're going to play another edition. Up for grabs today, if you defeat Haney, $50 to the pewter mug. Carly will be your lifeline.
Yeah, that's what
for
killed
one of the
me,
questions.
I didn't know the Big Bird question.
Yeah.
And the caller did, and then the route was on.
If you don't know or don't want to answer a category, you can say one time, I'd like to use Carly, and she'll answer it for you. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly. Taking too long. You lose. Six categories. First person to get all six will be declared the winner of the game. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. You can try it, Stan's got prizes, yours for free.
She's not going to sing for you.
Prove you're smarter than me.
She's made that clear.
Yeah.
easy.
It's hard work. Come on, Junior.
Stan's trick questions. What a f***ing jerk. Yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney.
Oh, what a voice.
Yeah. Voice of an angel.
I'm the one who knows the thing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
I politely disagree. 277-9600.
In a way, I blame you.
For
the loss.
Of course you would.
You're supposed to be a corner man for me. You should have thrown in the towel. You should have cut me. You should have done something.
Don't even remember going down.
Nope, you just left me out there on my own.
Let him go. Let him go the distance. He can make it. Carly?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. We'll get a random Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. That does not necessarily mean the first person that I pick up on the phone. If you got a bad connection or you're a smartass, or if you're a woman that wants to go and challenge Carly and start sniping at each other, I'll pass on that. Oh, maybe I won't. I like to watch that.
Why are women so vicious towards other women sometimes?
I don't know. It never starts off that way, and then it just turns mean.
Yeah, the old water cooler talk.
I do have all our information, though.
Yes, you do.
Because it always starts out with, oh, I like you, and then like a half hug and an air kiss.
Yeah.
And then it turns into, that bitch.
Yeah, can you believe she wore that dress?
Oh, my God.
A lot of sniping.
And then when they see her, hi.
Yep.
Yeah.
There we go. Let's find somebody. Ahoy, who's this?
Fred.
Fred, you want to play?
Sure, why not?
All right, Fred. Say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Fred.
Where's a pen? Hold on, Fred. I got to grab a pen and get your name down here. Fred,
well, you've really embraced the Hawaiian shirt lifestyle.
I have. I love them. What do you think of this one? There's hula dancers.
Is there people on it?
Oh, yeah. A band and hula dancers and sailboats. Fred, you're familiar with the game, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, the six categories: people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature.
Science.
Oh, I gotta make sure that that Fred can hear that too. Sports and literature, or sports and leisure, and wild card. We start, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category, but make sure you listen to the question, Fred. If he can't answer it, you can steal. All right?
Yes, sir.
Haney, category.
People and places.
People and places for Mark Haney. Haney, which of his senses did that fraud, Thomas Edison, begin losing at around the age of 7?
Hearing.
You are correct. It is hearing, and you're on the board. Fred, category?
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for Fred. In sports and leisure, Fred, what kind of leather are baseballs covered in?
What kind of leather?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of leather? You got to speak up too, Fred.
Pigskin?
A lot of people say that, like they say with football. That is incorrect. Haney, you could steal in sports and leisure.
Cowhide.
Cowhide. It is cowhide. Haney, you have control. Entertainment, history, science and nature.
Science.
And wild card.
History.
History for Mark Haney. Haney, where were the first Olympics held? I'm not talking about the modern Olympics. I'm talking about where the first Olympics were held.
Athens, Greece.
You are correct. In history. Carly, did you know that?
I did know that one.
Fred, you're wide open. Pick a category.
Let's try history.
History for Fred. Yes, that one before. Oh, this is a good one. Fred, what country
was the first railroad built in? What country was the first railroad built in?
Russia?
Incorrect. Maybe you already have the history category. Carly, Junior, either one of you want to take a guess?
I would guess one of two things, and I...
What?
England?
Yeah. Yes.
Now...
It was England.
I would have almost convinced myself that it would be India, but built by the English.
Yeah. It was England. You were correct, Annie. Can't give you the point, though.
I would bet you India was second.
Maybe. You do have control. Entertainment. Science and nature. Wild card.
Entertainment.
Entertainment for Haney. Haney. No, I think we asked that one. I'm sorry. Haney, in entertainment, what TV puppeteer turned out the suits used in the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie? Famous puppeteer.
Do you understand the question, Carly?
No.
I don't mean do you know the answer. I mean, do you understand what he's asking?
What TV puppeteer? So we're looking for a person who was a TV puppeteer.
Okay.
Turned out the suits, in other words, made the suits used in the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie.
Well, the only TV puppeteer I can think of would be Jim Henson.
You would be correct. Jim Henson.
But that was a very awkward question.
Yeah, I just, as it was read.
I think it's turned out.
Yeah, it was turned out.
Yeah, I think that's the part that confused me.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it was
in Carly. I think we both know what it means to be toint, but that ain't what he's talking about.
Fred, that's not what I'm talking about. Not in this game. Fred, you got to do some catching up. You have Carly as a lifeline. You got to at least get on the board. Haney's two away from the match already.
All right, let's try entertainment with Carly.
All right, Carly, entertainment for Fred. What puppeteer? all right.
The category TV puppeteers.
No. This is entertainment. Think about growing up when you were a little girl. For Fred here. Whose pet is Pluto? Pluto. Whose pet is Pluto? Junior, you know the answer to that?
I know it's
absolutely.
Yeah, he knows everything about comics and kids' TV shows.
Yep. Pluto.
I know who Pluto is.
Yeah,
I didn't know he
pet?
Was.
Oh, he was somebody's pet.
Donald Duck?
Incorrect.
No.
Incorrect. Oh, you were close. Mickey Mouse.
That was going to be my first, actually.
Mickey Mouse. Fred, you're still scoreless. Sorry. Haney, science and nature, wild card.
Well, there's a reason that those two categories are available. It's because those are Carly's favorite categories, and I will allow her to choose which.
All right, Carly, for Haney, to get the point, science and nature... Or wild card?
They are my two favorite categories. I'll do wild card.
All right, wild card. Thank you. All right.
And we'll remind everyone, for those of you playing along at home, the category of TV puppeteers has been closed out.
And toined out.
Toint.
Let's see.
Everybody said I was turned out.
In Wild Card, in the Disney classic movie that I'm sure you saw, Bambi, Is Bambi a girl deer or a boy deer?
It's a boy.
You are correct. It is a boy deer.
Yay!
I really didn't watch that much Disney. That's why I didn't know the other one.
How can you not watch Disney?
I don't know. I watched Nickelodeon as a kid.
Yeah, Dexter's Laboratory.
No, that was Cartoon Network.
Oh. Fred, I want to at least...
Thank you, Carly.
You're welcome.
I want to see you at least get on the board, Fred.
Let's do sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for Fred. Fred, in sports and leisure, what toy, Fred, what toy did Donald Duncan think looked like a potato on a string when he first saw one in 1927?
A yo-yo?
Yes, it is a yo-yo. You're on the board. You are on the board, sports and leisure. That makes me feel a little better. Haney, you are at match point. Fred, here's how this is going to go. Haney will have a question in science and nature.
Science!
If he answers correctly, the game is over.
Finish him!
If he misses it, you have the category open. You can steal it, and you will have control over the board. So it could be two squares for you if he misses it. All right?
Yes.
In science and nature.
Science!
Haney, in science and nature, listen carefully. What did Marco Polo describe in his travels as huge serpents, 10 paces in length, with jaws wide enough to swallow a man? These were in Marco Polo's notes. What did Marco Polo describe in his travels as huge serpents, 10 paces in length, with jaws wide enough to swallow a man?
Sharks?
That is incorrect. You can steal that, Fred.
The only thing I can think of is whales.
That is incorrect.
Crocs?
Crocodiles. Crocodiles. Game continues. Fred, you have control of the board. Other than sports and leisure, it's wide open.
How about wild card?
Wild card for Fred. This deck loves the kids' nursery rhymes and all of this. This is in wild card. Fred, what was Little Miss Muffet making a meal of?
Curds and whey.
You are right, curds and whey. Did you know that?
I did know that one.
Thank you, Andy.
All right, Haney, back to science and nature for the win.
Science.
And the same rules apply. Haney gets it right, game is over. You miss it, Fred can steal and get it. Science and nature. Haney, what plant was referred to in the 17th century as the dry drink? What plant was referred to in the 17th century as the dry drink? It was a plant.
Are you sure we can't go with Little Miss Muffet?
Different category. That's the question. What plant was referred to in the 17th century as the, quote, dry drink?
I can only think of two things. Marijuana?
Incorrect. Think of the other thing, Fred, and you might be able to steal it. You got to speak up, Fred.
Cactus?
Incorrect.
Poppy?
Tobacco.
Well, that's odd.
That's why it was. They were bringing that back to Europe and smoking it. It was, instead of taking a break for a drink or stuff, they'd take a smoke break, and it was a dry drink. It was a time for them to relax, thanks to the Indians.
You see, marijuana would make sense.
Yeah, No, but that wasn't it.
Because it intoxicates you.
Yeah, but it was the...
Tobacco said, doesn't intoxicate
nothing
you.
Nothing said in there that it was intoxication. It was a dry drink.
But there's nothing about it that's a drink.
It was a break for the... I'm not even going to battle with you on that, Fred.
Yeah, versus Fred. Little Miss Muffet.
Yeah. Fred,
Do you see this, Carly?
I do see
this. Let's try history.
History for Fred. All right, Fred, in history, what's the senior officer of a Navy ship called, regardless of rank? What is the senior officer of a Navy ship called, regardless of rank?
Admiral.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Haney already has history. Haney?
Captain.
Correct. Captain. Captain. We will try Haney again for the match in Science and Nature.
Science!
In 13th century Indonesia, a certain tribe...
No. I'm going to give you multiple choice on this one. I'm going to give you multiple choice.
Okay.
Finish him!
Realizing that if you're wrong, Fred will have two choices to make. Haney, for the game, how many buffalo were alive... American buffalo. It's multiple choice, Haney. You don't have to pull a number out of your hat. You're in Science and Nature. It's not talking about nursery rhymes.
Science!
Thank you, Junior. How many buffalo were alive in 1895? Down from 20 million buffaloes in 1850. 800, 8,000, or 800,000? Buffalo alive in 1895. 800, 8,000, 800,000.
800.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
You are correct. Game over. Only 800 buffalo were alive in 1895. 1850, 20 million buffalo were alive. Fred, he beat you soundly. You did make a little comeback because he struggled in Science and Nature. But but nonetheless, he defeated you. Now, if you want the $50 to the pewter mug, you have to say something to my friend here.
Haney, you are obviously smarter. I am not as smart as you.
I'm That's fine. He's struggling. It's all right. It's okay.
Fred, I'm going to send you over to Junior, and you can get your prize, okay?
Don't worry about it, pal. I was there last week. I know just how you feel. You don't know what's happened. Let's get him safely to his corner.
Hold on, buddy, okay?
Thank you.
You betcha. Hold on. Nice comeback. Nice comeback, and thank you, Carly.
You're welcome.
Carly, do you notice how I tend to get these very esoteric questions?
What are you talking about?
I gotta, like, freshen up on my Disney.
Yeah.
Because I don't ever know those.
But, I mean, he's asking him questions like, what is a captain of a ship? I don't know, Admiral.
Carly, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then you're coming at me asking about Marco Polo and 10 paces.
Yes.
And...
yes, yes.
Now, if that had been multiple choice, I'd have gotten it.
No.
And then the next one, if it had been multiple choice, I'd have gotten
any
it.
Any average person knew that it was a crocodile. Everyone, I didn't even have to look at that answer.
Would you agree with that, Carly?
Well, the serpent made me think it was a snake, so no.
Yeah, could have been a snake. I would have gone with that.
I was thinking
what
spent...
did you say, squirrel?
Shark. He spent most of his time on a boat.
We'll
and
back.
He wouldn't know what a shark was.
Stan and Haney.
He go, hey, look at that. That must be some sort of demon serpent.
96K Rock.
This is the perfect family scene. When Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition. Glad to have you along. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. We'll have some news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. All still to come. let's take care of things first with getting you up to date on traffic. Our first look this afternoon. Just one thing on the board, and it is a crash. Briarcliff Road and Michael G. Rippey Parkway. I've heard it called Rippey or Rip. Michael J. Rippey Parkway, Fort Myers. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. What are you doing over there? What's going on?
I was ripping.
You said
rip.
Would you prefer that they're not stapled? Would you prefer that?
If they were in order.
Yeah, I can keep them in order.
All right.
Maybe put a little paper clip on it for you.
That might be nice.
Sure. Mark, coming up in less than an hour, it'll be Mark Haney in the news. What's coming up? Well, you hear him over there. He's got today's headlines for you. This week
you can hear him over there.
In less than an hour. Ripping staples.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing over there? Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all right.
Alrighty.
Ain't nobody worried about me. Nobody give me a fight.
Yeah.
Don't you just let me be.
Yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Interesting question posed on Reddit recently. Describe what you do for a living, but as a crime. Mildly amusing results. Yeah. I'm telling you right, mildly.
Haney and I steal time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. We kill time.
We murder it.
Yep. Oh, I hear you.
Stan brought this up earlier, and I thought initially that it was a joke. But Kraft is actively trying to convince America that macaroni and cheese is a viable breakfast food. Mm-hmm.
You remember when, what was it, Pepsi came out with Pepsi AM to have soda for breakfast?
Yeah, and it was just a different label?
Yes.
A little more caffeine?
Yeah, a little more caffeine. You drink coffee in the morning with caffeine. How about a soft drink?
Okay, Jolt Cola.
Yep.
A company is looking to hire couples to have sex on different mattresses.
Right, to see, for comfort.
Yep. And finally, a man is caught breaking into a woman's home. Caught red-handed. He had one request.
What was that?
Ask the nice lady if he could at least keep her fedora. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. It is so important. Laughter.
Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Yeah.
I don't need all of that just yet. 4 o'clock fluffer.
Still. Yeah, back off,
yeah,
champ.
Yeah.
Get me.
Back up. You jive ass mother.
No, I'm not.
Haney?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Get on up. Get on up.
No, I'm singing. I want to mingle.
Get up. Get on up. Get
living on up. In America. Woo! I'm going to say I feel good.
Yeah. Hit me.
Huh? What'd you say?
Hit me.
Hit me.
Huh? What'd you say?
Hit me.
Hit me!
Camping is a fun activity, isn't it?
It sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
benefits of going camping.
Top benefits of going camping.
When you're camping, you can swallow nearly your yearly quota of spiders during a single night.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I'm gonna die.
Woodsy ticks introduce you to body crevices you never knew you had.
Jeez.
A successful camping trip will cause you to gain confidence. For instance, you'll be confident your next vacation will be at a luxury resort.
Camping's fun for the first night. And after that, there's not much fun left.
Oh, you're just in it for the s'mores.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's nothing better.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Top benefits of going camping. You finally get to use your solar-powered margarita blender.
Yep.
Hold my beer.
As a long-term married man, it'll be the first time you've pitched a tent in decades.
Don't call women crazy.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
shut
hey,
up.
Hey,
you're crazy.
You're
no.
crazy.
You little pecker.
You old bitch.
Now you're getting off fighting with a woman?
God, you're horrible.
Yeah, I can't get it up. I got my ass.
What a nasty woman.
Very nasty.
You're an old fart.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're an old bitch.
You f- old bitch.
It's a chance to get away from it all. Well, except for bugs, snakes, bears, cold, yeah. constant itching.
Yeah.
Bunch of bitches.
Experts agree, whipping a pine cone at your spouse's head is quite therapeutic.
Look at this, y'all.
It's a great way to unplug from the internet and then get back home quick and post a bunch of photos of you camping on the internet.
That's it. Oh, please. Not now.
Pull yourself together.
Jeez.
I hate you!
Oh,
please.
Stop it. Stop it. Go clean your room.
I can't get it. I can't get it off. So
oh,
bad.
For God. You can terrify everyone around the campfire with your story about that time you went camping. And finally, the very top benefit of going camping.
Yes, sir.
Forest creatures generally won't cancel you for saying something inappropriate.
I just got my head started.
Oh, just stop it.
And the lady pierced
come on.
My ear
come on. Where is your mother when I need her? Oh, my God. I think it might be time to just give her the phone back.
Yeah.
And that's the 4 o'clock.
Elvis
has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddie, thank you. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Jesus, that sound.
Yeah, just like a knife. this is from our, he's had to change it, the best Stan and Haney fan, Scott. He goes into details.
He thinks that's going to make it better.
Well, with Meg. Hey, guys. I've been catching up on last week's shows, and I wanted to start by saying that I have no hard feelings towards Meg and her dislike of the superfan moniker. Just throws gases. Having said that, when radio's good.
Why am I picturing a warehouse at the port of Beirut right now?
Yeah. Having said that, when radio's good guy Stan gives you a moniker or a nickname, you should accept it graciously and do so with no argument, whether it be a nickname like Scatter, Meathead, Mouth Breather, or whatever he prefers. We all know and love Stan as Mr. Wonderful. And I'm positive that is who Stan is in real life, at least 96.1% of the time. But he is also a man who is not to be corrected, questioned, or angered. Are you listening, Junior? Doing so could result in that exceedingly rare other side of Stan where Southwest Florida's silverback manifests. And the pure rage of that person is probably beyond anyone's comprehension. I am almost certain that Mark Haney has personally witnessed that side of Stan. Yes. And that there have been a few early afternoons when Haney has been shaken awake in a cold sweat from the nightmare of having seen Stan in complete silverback mode. Oh, hey, nobody knows me better than Haney.
Anyway, well, it's slowed down, but it used to be once every 5 years.
Yep. Now it's like we're up to about like 6-7 years.
Which means either he's learned to deal with it,
yes,
or he's about to blow.
Love you guys, even Junior, who really stepped it up the last half of last week.
What?
Congratulations, Junior. I'm seriously considering sending some gold stars and Marvel character stickers to the studio so Junior can put them on his new laptop when he's had a good segment. I guess he could put them on his drum machine if he wanted to as well. Still on back order, okay?
It is still on back order, yep. Isn't it? What?
You have to check your email.
Signed, the best Stan and Haney fan, Scott. Just kidding. Sorry, Meg. I couldn't help but get that little jab in there. She understands, Scott, I think. I don't know.
How is she, by the way?
I haven't heard from her today. Ladies and gentlemen, while we're going and poking sticks, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, I guess that the silence from Junior yesterday means that he doesn't care what happens to our country.
Here we go.
Now, Haney, you were right. That was one hell of an explosion in Beirut. I guess the consensus is there was a fire in a warehouse filled with fireworks, which was next to a warehouse with 2,700 pounds of ammonium nitrate.
Yeah, that's the cover story.
Yep. The range of destruction was massive. Miles away, windows were shattered. And it was felt 150 miles away. It doesn't look like it was intentionally done by terrorists. Just an industrial accident. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
You know, I feel for those people.
Oh, yeah.
Because yesterday morning, they woke up to a country that has been in an active civil war for decades, that's basically run by terrorists, Hezbollah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also dealing with COVID with less facilities than we have. And one of them probably thought, well, probably couldn't get any...
Yeah. Flattened it. Whew. We'll take a break. We're Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. And yes, the schedule is out for K-Rock and International Beard Day this Friday. This Friday afternoon, we're going to be out and about for International Beard Day. I'll give you some of the details in just a second. But first, let's get you updated. All right, we got a hit and run. That's the only thing on the board right now, a hit and run. 12,000 block of West Lynx Drive in Fort Myers. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30. Yep, we've been waiting for it this Friday. International Beard Day, K-Rock celebrating with you. We'll be giving away gift cards to use at our participating bars and restaurants. Plus, we'll have K-Rock t-shirts, Stan and Haney bumper stickers. We'll start 1 to 1:30. Going to be at South Street, Pine Ridge and Goodlett, Naples, serving up the Palm City Brewing Hazify. Your first one, 96 cents. 2 to 2:30, Big Head Tavern in Naples, serving Kona Big Wave. Your first one, 96 cents. 3:30 to 4, going to be at Mangoritas on Fort Myers Beach. Serving up Shot Top, your first one, 96 cents. Then we'll wrap things up 5 to 6 at Latitude 78. Right there on Pine Ridge Road at Gator Mike's, serving up Fort Myers Brewing Company's High Five, your first 96 cents. That'll be this Friday, August 7th, International Beer Day. Ahoy!
Hi, Stan and Haney?
Yeah, Stan and Haney Show.
Oh, geez, eh? Surprised I got through.
Yeah, I was finishing up a little promo here, and I saw the phone ringing, and I said, what the hell, I'm going to grab it. Who's this?
Oh, this is unexpected pleasure. This is Doug. Hey, Doug. I never thought I'd get through to you. I figured I'd talk to your producer, but...
I saw the phone ringing. I took the call cold, bypass our producer, Junior. Bring it right to me. I had a few minutes.
Well,
glad to have you, Doug.
Well, this is great. Pardon me if I'm a little nervous. It's not a normal thing for me to call a radio station. So.
No, that's all right. Well, I appreciate it, Doug. I mean, we're always happy to take your call. What are you calling from, home, work? Where are you?
I'm at home now. Okay. Had the day off. Had the kids over.
Okay, good.
And you know, these days you take the good times where you can get them. I was able to there was nobody around the my apartment complex pool, and I was able to take the kids for a swim.
Nice.
So that was nice.
Very nice. What do you do for a living?
Well I'm a warehouse supervisor.
Okay.
And I've listened to you guys forever, and
appreciate it.
Matter of fact, I met you guys once, and not that I expected you'd remember it, but you guys were doing something on Fort Myers Beach. This is years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
Something like a beach treasure hunt.
It was the beach dig.
Yeah, and I remember I met you and Haney.
Mm-hmm. Were you a contestant in the beach dig, or did you just go to see what was happening back then? That was a long time ago.
Yeah. I think I was a contestant, and because they gave me a red shovel.
That's right,
a little beach shovel.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it. My son was very young back then. He just graduated high school.
Yeah, I remember, because you'd get your own square, and then we'd have you dig, and if you found a prize, it was yours to keep in the beach, yeah.
And I got to tell you, what a great memory that was, because, you know, for a kid being on the beach and sure. Pretending like he's digging for treasure. That really made him happy.
Well, I'm glad he was happy, because a lot of people on the beach that day were getting their foot cut in the sand because we didn't bury stuff deep enough.
Yeah, it was sharp edges and whatnot, yeah. I guess.
That's great
and
to
hear. So you met me, and you met my little boy. He'll never forget it.
That's great.
And
He's all grown up now, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, and at that time, I think you met my wife as well. She was pregnant with our little girl then.
Oh, that is beautiful. I mean, I'm glad we get to meet so many people, Doug, over the years, and we just appreciate each and every one of them. And I'm glad that you were able to get through today. You can say hi. Anything else on your mind, though, buddy?
Yeah. And another memory that day, I remember I caught hell.
What? I didn't want to dig up that whole day. I mean, I remember it.
Well, after we did the beach treasure hunt.
The beach dig.
Yeah. When you did the show that Monday, you went off on some sort of rant, which I thought was hilarious, regarding that certain women should be aware of their body shape when they're wearing beach wear.
Yeah. You know, so now, cover it up if you don't want to. Seriously, you look in the mirror, you know.
Yeah, and I think he used the term fat pig.
Okay, I might have back then.
And my wife was convinced you were talking about her, if you can believe that. And,
well, I'm not focusing on somebody. You said she was pregnant at the time, right?
Yeah,
I'd never call a pregnant woman a fat pig. No, Doug, please. I don't want your memory failing us.
I know that you were talking in generalities, but you know how women are.
Sure. She thought
they're all crazy, right?
you listen, you do, Doug. Well, even now, all these years later, apologize for me, and I appreciate that.
We got a beautiful little girl out of the deal.
Oh, that's great.
And, no longer together because, I enjoy a steak and a hamburger. I enjoy eating meat, and that was a deal breaker.
For you and your wife was the deal breaker?
Yeah, she decided to become a vegan. I have a feeling that has something to do with the neighbor that she was laying down with.
Okay. Doug, that's all right. So your little girl, you got to spend time today?
Real left-winger hippie type who's putting all kinds of strange ideas in my kid's head. As I said, I'm sorry about all that.
That's all right.
I've listened to you guys for years.
Yeah. That little girl, she's got to be like 12, 13 now, huh?
Yeah, she's growing up like a weed. And, of course, my son, who's practically a grown man, listened to you guys.
Oh, God bless him. God bless him. Great that you had time to spend time with him today, being that you're not with him.
And when I had to drive from... I had to take him from my studio apartment back to the house I used to own.
Yes, sir. Doug, it's all right. I didn't want to get into a whole conversation like this. I want to try to keep it on an upbeat note. I mean, you got to spend time with your kids, it's great. They've listened since they were little. Dig, you, big fan.
Stan, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but
what?
I had just dropped them off, hadn't even made it back to the apartment complex when my phone starts ringing.
Uh-huh.
And my wife said...
Is it your wife or ex-wife?
Ex-wife,
okay.
Pardon me.
Yeah, it's still a habit, isn't it?
Oh, boy. She was complaining, Doug. And she knows darn well your show. She doesn't care for it, but she's well aware of it.
Okay.
And she calls me all in an uproar, telling me that if I want to see my kids, I can't have that trash on K-Rock.
What?
that my little girl can't be exposed to that.
Hold it a second. What are you talking about, Doug?
Well, she starts up with a laundry list.
Can't be exposed to things like that. What are you talking, Doug? You know us. What exposed to what?
She said that my little girl was quite amused by the fact of you talking about a 67-year-old man in the park who was doing inappropriate things. And then my wife claimed that Haney was using the F word in regards to the police department.
No,
That evidently you were that your own company had blocked you from doing a story about perversion, and because they didn't want your producer exposed to
it. Wait a second, is she saying all of this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I heard it. I didn't hear anything wrong with it, but...
So did you hear the break? Did you hear this? Were you with your youngest?
Yes, my kids were in the car with me, and we had your show on. I thought nothing of it.
Yeah, there was nothing of it. What are you talking? We did a couple of news stories.
But, Stan, I can't lose custody of my little girl.
Look,
I just can't.
I didn't know that this was going to cause a big ruckus between you and your ex-wife and visitation with your kids.
And then you were, evidently you said something about how black people have no business on airplanes.
I did not. Neither one of us said that. You heard it, Doug. You heard. Did you hear us say anything like that? Did you hear anything like that?
It went in one ear and out the other.
Evidently, the youngest there, she's, what, 12? Soaking, what's her name, by the way?
Sophie.
Sophie, you mean to tell me Sophie was soaking that up like a sponge? And it's all wrong what she was telling her mother.
Well, the last thing I want is confrontation here.
Well, you're making Doug. You're kind of like throwing me under the bus. You're not paying attention to what's on the radio, and your kids are going home blabbing it to your ex-wife.
Well, that's why I'm saying that they're probably a miscommunication.
Yeah,
because
there's a miscommunication.
Finally getting to the bottom of it. Now, you see, Sophie was telling her mother these things because she was amused by them.
Amused by? Look, you were right there with your little Sophie. And now you're throwing at me that you're going to lose your kids because they were listening to our show.
It's that woman twisting things around.
Why don't you try to set it straight? You heard it. One ear out the other.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Can I help you? Are you smoking, Doug?
Yeah.
You smoke in the car with those kids in the car?
Nope. I didn't. I smoked when I was a teenager. I took it back up when she went vegan.
Okay. You're not smoking around the kids, are you?
No.
Because that'll get you taken. In this day and age, you smoke around them, they'll stay with that vegan mother.
Well, the problem is this fat pig.
You called her a fat pig. I didn't call her a fat pig.
She is demanding an apology.
From whom? Me?
Yeah. You and Haney. Junior too.
Well, what did Junior do?
Because he was
looking up websites.
he was illegally trying to access a perverted news story from NBC2.
No, I wasn't.
And so we all got to apologize. I'm not apologizing for stuff that's legitimate news. Don't threaten at me.
Well, was the story blocked or was it not?
It was blocked. Was it?
It was blocked, and I'm not apologizing.
No, I don't. It was on a regular news site. It was on one of the network news sites or local news. What are you talking about? Now, look, Doug.
If you could just please.
No.
Just say, I'm sorry, Patty, and it'll never happen again.
I've been assured
that everything will be fine.
Doug, we did a story about a woman having a baby in a mobile gas station down in Naples. True.
We did a story about an African-American woman being kicked off a plane because she had the F word on her mask, but she claimed it was racism. And C, we did a story in what we, you know, Stan's local beat. We did the story. She can even look it up on the internet. We got it posted. We did a story about a perv in Charlotte County that was touching himself in front of a police officer. Junior tried to get the story, and our company thing blocked it, but it was on a local news site. I'm not apologizing for this.
If you could make a small apology and a donation to Black Lives Matter, it'll all be forgotten.
No way. Sorry, Doug. How did it get from an apology to me making a donation? No, not going to happen. Appreciate you listening, though, Doug.
He's batting 287. The count is 2-1. And there's a runner on second. That's Boyer. Nobody out. And it's a smash to short. Brasseau scoops it up, and it should be an easy play. No, he drops the ball. He picks it up, but he can't make a throw. It's an error for Brasseau, and Lenz is on with Boyer moving to third. And check that. They've called it a hit now. Too hot to handle. No error for Eddie Brasseau. All right, runners on first and second. First and third, rather. An error? It was an error for the shortstop. I thought they flashed a hit sign on the scoreboard there. All right, Bobby Richardson now. One away. And, pardon me, none out. That's none out. And Bobby takes it high for a ball. A strike. The called strike. Nothing in one as Wilson looks in for a sign now. Richardson is 2-for-3 tonight. No, 1-for-3. Well, he had a single in the second inning. No, the first inning. All right, here's Wilson's pitch now. It's hit straight back of the pitcher. The line smashed, and he throws a first to double Lenz off first and retire the side with no score. A double play. Check that. Two out. Now, that did not retire the side. Boyer scored on the play, and the Yanks lead 4-1. 5-1, rather. And the hitter is Tommy Tresh now, the Yankee left fielder. Center fielder, that is. No, it's Jack Reed. Reed took over in center field in the fourth when Tresh hurt his knee. Or his elbow, rather. It wasn't his knee. I think it was. He hurt his knee. Anyway, that was last week. Hey, here's a pitch now to Reed. And it's a high pop foul over by third base. And it's taken by Dick Stewart back at first base. I think I said third base. Over by the dugout, back at first base. And that retires the side. One run, two hits, no errors. Make it one error. One error. Stewart's, Brasseau's error. And so after seven innings of play, it is New York 5 and Chicago 1, or Boston 1. And leading off of Boston now, in the next inning, will be Frank Malzone, the second baseman, the third baseman for the Red Sox. He is 0-for-3 tonight. He had a home run and a walk. He's 1-for-2. One hit and two official trips. And Whitey Ford is set to pitch to Frank Malzone. I'm sorry. Check that. It's Lou Clinton. Malzone flied out to end the last inning. And, it isn't Ford. That's Hal Renniff on the mound. Ford didn't feel well, I understand. We just received word. Ford didn't feel well, and he is after the last inning. It's going to be Hal Renniff, and he's warming up. And while we're waiting for Hal to warm up, here are scores of other games. Baltimore leads Minnesota 2-1 after four innings, and or five innings, rather. And that's Minnesota leading 2-1. Detroit 5, Kansas City 4 after three innings. Chicago 5, rather. Not Detroit. Chicago 5, Kansas City 3. Make that after five innings at Detroit. Or Chicago, at Chicago, rather. Those are the only other games going tonight, friends. And while Renniff is taking his warm-up pitches, just a word from Lucky Strike Cigarettes.
Winston tastes good like a...
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select...
Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. For a lot of you, you just got finished with work. Now you're going to go and battle that drive home. But you know, your Wednesday's just about taken care of. And your radio buddies, Stan and Haney, Yeah. Most respected anchor man over here, Mr. Wonderful.
Always got your back.
Yeah, we're always here for you. Yep. You can pretty much trust us as your daycare for your kids, your wife.
Sure.
Doesn't matter. With you, it goes in one ear and out the other. Why are you looking at me?
Are you talking about me?
What the hell is he doing?
Sit back.
I want to understand the thought process there. How does that have a thing to do with you?
He said in one ear and out the other.
And you assumed...
Were you even listening to our friend Doug who called and said that his wife was yelling at him about what the kids heard today, and especially you.
Yeah, that's right.
And how he was in the car with him.
Yeah.
But whatever we do goes in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
But yet we're talking about you.
Oh, you're talking about him.
Yeah. Why would you think one ear out the other would refer to you?
Oh, you guys are usually talking trash about me anyway, so it's all right.
Do you think this is all about you?
Yeah.
No.
Do you think we talk trash about you? Why are you there behind that microphone in the other room?
So he can listen closely to see if we're talking trash about him. Is that your job?
No.
What's your job? What's the first rule of your job?
Rule number one is to make the host look good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you think you're doing it right now?
No.
No, thank you. How do I get through to him? I'm tired of the hand-holding.
He's waving his arms, screaming, is this about me?
Yes. And then, you know...
All you had to do was nothing.
Yeah. And you know what he's getting in the habit of doing now? A lot of hand gestures, which I'm not... Like when the computer went out...
Yeah, but there...
He was doing this.
But like, that's to himself, not to you.
Yeah.
Even though he's looking at you and doing it.
And then the other day, he gave me... And I don't know what... Still, to this day, what it is... He gave me the universal sign of cutthroat. He did one of these. Like something was going on, and like I was supposed to stop something, and he did, you know, one of those with the thumb. One of
like
these.
Like a pirate.
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to communicate to you guys with my hands.
Well,
you know,
what
like what they do in the army and
what,
stuff, you know, like.
You better come up with more understandable and
You ever been in the army?
No, I haven't. I've seen a lot of movies, though.
So, what does the old swashbuckling throat slash mean?
This means I'm frustrated when I'm waving my arms.
Yeah, and
like,
do I need to see that?
Forth.
But what does this mean?
Yeah. When you did this?
Cut the line.
are we fishing?
I don't know what we're doing.
Cut what line?
Bad call. Hang up.
Oh.
Cut the line.
So, in other words, it was you screened it, let it through to me. And then you realized it was a bad call, and you gave me the international cutthroat.
Yes.
That's why it runs so smoothly,
yep,
Stan.
Yep, like a fine oil
like the
machine.
Army.
Yep, like the Army.
What movie would that be based on?
I don't know. I was watching Band of Brothers recently, and they do a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Force 10 of Navarone.
You realize... When you're watching those heroes on Band of Brothers,
yeah,
every one of them is several years younger than you are now.
Yeah,
yeah, isn't that amazing?
They made me look pretty pathetic.
Yeah. So no, we're not talking about you,
and we're not in Bastogne anymore.
Right. Jeez. I tried.
It's Army stuff, Stan. Yep. Of course you don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand that stuff. one thing on the board.
Not his fault. It's when he was born.
I know. Just a different era. One thing on the board, it is a crash. The 13,000 block of Daniels Commerce Boulevard, right by the Suncoast Credit Union in Fort Myers. And you... are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you before we finish up today. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme.
when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Martini
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, August 5th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Can you explain to me again what, because this sounds made up, Stan.
Because it's on the news.
Look, I guess I am guilty of giving everyone, including good guy Joe Biden, who I would purchase a quality used vehicle from.
So would I, or an air conditioner.
Yes. But I just heard something, and I find it extremely hard to believe that this is true. I'm skeptical. What is it you claimed happened? Because I just
yesterday.
Saw it pop up on the monitor.
Yeah, he was doing Biden was doing a virtual press conference. Junior might be able to find the clip. Was doing a virtual press conference. There was like four reporters asking him questions on a TV screen. And one of the reporters, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think he may have been African-American or Latino. But the reporter asked...
But definitely a BIPOC.
What's that mean? I don't know what that is. I don't know
what
that is.
Okay, let me see.
A non-Caucasian.
Black, indigenous people of color.
Maybe. And he was asking Joe Biden about President Trump challenging him to the same cognitive test that he took that Trump says he passed with flying colors. What was it? Boy, girl?
Yeah, aced it.
Aced it. And will you take the cognitive test? And Joe Biden, and I'm paraphrasing, but not that far off, he said, no, I'm not going to take that test. And then the reporter said, well, you've... Here it is.
So this is real.
This is real.
This has not been doctored.
No. Let me know when you have it ready. And then he called the reporter a junkie. Are you a junkie?
What?
He was...
No, he didn't.
You're going to have to Junior let me know when this is ready to run. All right, is it ready? It's not going to have a commercial pop into it or anything like that?
I saw hand signals.
All right, he gets thumbs up. Roll them.
No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump?
What is that?
And so he looked at the report. What are you, a junkie?
Stan.
Look.
Is this real?
I don't know. I think they got to get Jill Biden on there to explain what her husband said. Because he's a moderate, she says. Never mind. I'm just saying that's what's on the news. He called a reporter. Asked a reporter, are you a junkie?
It's accelerating, Stan, because how many times today have I had to stop and ask you if we're in reality or am I dreaming?
Yep.
Am I having a bad dream or is this life?
This is life.
Sorry about that, folks. I honestly
find that at least weird.
I did not believe that could be a real thing.
You find it at least weird.
For a presidential candidate, you shouldn't be saying something like that.
Thank you.
Time now for things you didn't know.
See, you didn't know that. I told you.
Stan, I know you're a big fan of the TV show Seinfeld. Now, I've never seen the show.
I know you haven't. I can't believe it.
But I guess in Seinfeld, one of the key sets is a restaurant called Tom's Restaurant.
Yeah, in the show it just says restaurant. They block out the Tom's. But it's very recognizable on the streets of New York to recognize Tom's Restaurant as the exterior shot of the diner that Seinfeld
Now, you've walked the streets of New York City. Yeah. Have you seen that?
No, it's, you can miss it. It's like I never, when I was up in New York and Carl Reiner was talking to us about the soup Nazi. Never saw it. There it is.
Okay.
You can right. easily walk by it and not know it.
Well, you'd never know this either. But you see right above the sign?
Yeah.
NASA has a lab in that building right above Tom's Restaurant.
Right on. All right.
And you'd be none the wiser.
No.
They don't hide it.
Nondescript.
They don't hide it, but they don't tell people either. Speaking of NASA, we've learned to do many things in space, but one thing that has totally eluded NASA and everyone with the International Space Station that they just can't do, laundry.
Really?
They can't figure out how to do laundry in space. Or it's just too prohibitive for what it would take to do it.
Took a long time before they could find out how to use a bathroom in space. A lot of suction.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the old days, they had to go in a bag.
So when you see like our good fun-loving buddies at Splashdown last week, when you see them wearing their nice collared shirts and their khaki pants...
Yeah.
One wear and they're done. What happens to it? Jettisoned to burn up in the atmosphere.
Right on. All right. These are some good ones today.
Yeah. So you see him wearing that nice pair of Dockers?
Yeah. Burned up.
They were jettisoned.
Jettisoned.
Into the vacuum of space and then consumed by flames in the atmosphere. This, I don't know if you can get it or not, Stan, but
I'll try.
I'll pose it to you anyway. You're no less of a man if you can't name them all.
Thank you. Name them all? What am I naming?
There are 12 teams in the NCAA's Ohio Valley Conference.
Oh.
Can you name them?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I can't.
All right. I'll make it even simpler. There are 12 teams in the NCAA's Ohio Valley Conference. Okay. Can you name the ones just from Ohio?
No.
The answer is no. No, you can't. Because of the 12 teams in the Ohio Valley Conference, not one is from Ohio.
Okay.
The teams are from Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Not one from Ohio in the Ohio Valley Conference.
That's how UCF and UConn are in the same football conference. Oh, and by the way, UConn just canceled their football season. They're a conference foe of Central Florida, and they're out. They're not even playing.
Hmm. Well, that's a win, isn't it?
It sure is. Well, it was always a win.
This is interesting. When you think of archaeologists, you think about them looking into the deep past.
Yeah.
But not always. Even though in the grand scheme of things it wasn't that long ago, there's still a lot about the Civil War we don't know. And archaeologists study it. Something that they have recently discovered is kind of interesting with us living in the age of the selfie. Even though photography was in its infancy, Civil War soldiers were very, very aware of it, to the point that archaeologists have determined that many soldiers used hair dye to make themselves look better in photographs.
Yeah, I completely understand that. They want to look more handsome.
Well, back then, you really only had one option. It was called the Reagan.
Yep. About as black as it gets.
Yeah. You could either be full-on gray or black.
Yeah, one or the other.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, every once in a while we find something amusing on Reddit. Interesting questions posed. And the idea is, if you ever get bored of answering people who ask, so, what do you do? The idea is, describe what you do for a living, but as a crime. Now, Stan already came up with ours. We're hired killers.
Yep.
We kill time.
Yep, that's what we do for a living. Hired killers.
Here are some other examples.
I'm going to ask Junior, too, when he was in the shoe business, what he would consider himself, or even in the restaurant business. He knows to serve over the left shoulder.
I drive fast and disregard the rules of the road to break into people's homes and cause immense water damage. Afterwards, I tear down their ceilings and drywall and leave without cleaning a damn thing up.
He's a plumber.
He's a firefighter.
Oh.
I help people circumvent copyright laws by getting them loads of free books, DVDs, CDs, games, and any other media that's come out in the last 100 years.
Who is it?
Librarian.
Ah, there you go. That's a good one.
I force small children to stay in a small room and do paperwork without paying
teacher,
them.
Teacher.
I hand someone instruments to cut into an unconscious person.
A nurse.
Surgical assistant.
A nurse.
Drug dealer.
Ooh.
That's somebody that could be a pharmacist, but this particular one works for GNC.
These are good.
Yeah.
What about you, Junior? Let's take you in the shoe business, and I go up and, hey, buddy, what do you do for a living?
Shoe slave. What?
How would you do it, Haney? I walk up to you, you're in the shoe business, and I say to you, hey there, pal. What do you do for a living?
Well, most of the time, it involves fondling women's feet.
Oh, that's criminal. See how that goes?
Strange women.
Yeah,
that was way better.
I get between their toes. And
women of all shapes and sizes.
Right up the back of their calf.
Yep.
Slide it right on there.
And they thank me.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, on Saturday afternoon, a woman in Altoona, Pennsylvania, arrived at her home when she heard a voice coming from the spare bedroom.
Oh, jeez.
She found a stranger sitting in the spare bedroom, drinking a Powerade from her fridge.
That's too creepy.
And cradling her fedora.
Oh.
The man turned out to be 27-year-old Adam Zirch. And Adam was apparently so intoxicated that when she told him to leave, he just fell over. The woman physically removed him from her home, but he did have one final request.
What's that?
He asked the woman if he could at least keep the fedora.
Huh.
She told him no. Dragged him completely out of the house, closed the door, called the police, who showed up and arrested him for felony burglary and trespassing because he didn't have the wherewithal to get up and leave. I like your hat.
Can I keep it?
No. Shame.
Shame.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, August 5th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Shame.
Shame.
Bring out your dick!
Shame.
Bring out your dick!
Shame.
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 Bring out your dick!
Shame.
Bring out your dick!
Shame.
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 Bring out
shame.
Your dick!
Shame.
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 Shame. Shame.
Somebody's got to do it. I guess it falls to us.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Ring the bells.
Yeah. Bring out your dick!
Shame!
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 Shame! Bring out your dick! Bring out your dick!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame! Shame!
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
How does the subject of cognitive test bring up cocaine?
I'm not Joe Biden. You a junkie? Al Beck,
wow.
Al Beck at 6 o'clock, taking you through your evening here on 96K-Rock. Let's get you one more update before we get out of here on traffic for your drive home. Okay, just one thing on the board. It is a crash. No injuries being reported. Palm Beach Boulevard and I-75. And you are up to date.
I wonder if Junior's heard this tune before. One of my faves.
Love it.
Stories have made the rounds about traveling bands and redneck towns, but for tuba players, this has got to be a first. This one starts like they all do. I'd been traveling hard for a day or two, and I stopped into this joint to quench my thirst. Up walked this big mountain man, said, "What you got there, a garbage can?" I said, "Excuse me, that's my tuba, if you please." He said, "Great, play a country song so me and my buddies can sing along." And I told him I only play with symphonies. He slammed his fist and spit out his beer, and his body language made it very clear this wasn't going to be just another B-flat day.
Uh-uh.
That's when he cocked his 30-06, and boy, I let out with some country licks. I never thought I'd hear my tuba play. Get out of there, so I grabbed my horn and headed for the door. Just about then, I felt a lasso wrapped around me and my tuba too, and they yanked me back and they hollered, "More, man, more!"
All right, go!
Pretty impressive, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing what you'll do with a gun to your head.
That
That is my favorite. You've never heard that before, have you?
I've never heard that, but that is awesome.
That is, you never thought country music could be played on a tuba. Listen to it here. You never thought this would be coming from a professional studio either.
What's that? I can't hear it.
It's that tone that's been broken
yeah. by women screeching.
It's like some alarm.
Something's flatlining over there.
Yeah, but I can't hear it because that nerve's been butchered.
Don't worry, it stopped. For now.
Well, unlike a woman, it stopped.
Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
It's been a rough week. Had to go to the dentist. I'm very scared of dentists. I have a phobia. You know, I go into the office and I'm waiting. Little kid comes out and he's crying. The dentist bends over, gives him a lollipop. I'm like, don't take that, man. That's what got you here in the first place. Don't do it. The dentist brings me to the office. He starts digging in my mouth. He's like, oh, there's some bleeding from your gums. You must not be brushing. I'm like, ah, it wouldn't have anything to do with that big metal hook, would it? Yeah. Freddy Krueger? Yeah. He's like, all right, I want to do an x-ray. I'm like, eh, I don't want an x-ray. He's like, no, no, it's totally safe. So he throws the lead napkin on me, runs out of the room, you know. He's in that big Star Trek booth with the goggles on, you know, in that machine, like, something's burning, you know. He's like, stay still, move. So then I get Novocaine, which is like instant paralysis, you know. I'm trying to hail a cab, nothing's working, I'm out in the street, like, All the drivers are driving, like, no. No, shift change, no. Yeah. I always have trouble with cabs, you know. There's a lot of Pakistani cab drivers. I wonder if you go to Pakistan if all the cab drivers are American, you know. And all the Pakistani guys mess with him. You know, look, his name is John. Only one syllable. Close the flap, you stink like cheeseburger. Now drive.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hi, Stan and Haney?
Yeah, Stan and Haney Show.
Oh, geez, eh? Surprised I got through.
Yeah, I was finishing up a little promo here, and I saw the phone ringing, and I said, what the hell, I'm going to grab it. Who's this?
Oh, this is unexpected pleasure. This is Doug. I never thought I'd get through to you. I figured I'd talk to your producer, but
I saw the phone ringing. I took the call cold. Bypass our producer, Junior. Bring you right to me. I had a few minutes.
Well,
glad to have you, Doug.
Well, this is great. Pardon me if I'm a little nervous. It's not a normal thing for me to call a radio station. So.
That's all right. Well, I appreciate it, Doug. I mean, we're always happy to take your call. What are you calling from, home, work? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm at home now. Okay. Had the day off. Had the kids over.
Okay, good.
And you know, these days you take the good times where you can get them. There was nobody around my apartment complex pool, and I was able to take the kids for a swim.
Nice.
So that was nice.
But, very nice.
Stan, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but
what?
I had just dropped them off, hadn't even made it back to the apartment complex when my phone starts ringing. My wife said,
is it your wife or ex-wife?
Ex-wife, okay. Pardon me.
Yeah, it's still a habit, isn't it?
She said that my little girl was quite amused by the fact of you talking about a 67-year-old man in the park who was doing inappropriate things. And then my wife claimed that Haney was using the F word in regards to the police department.
No, what?
That evidently you were, that your own company had blocked you from doing a story about perversion and because they didn't want your producer exposed to
it. Wait a second. Is she saying all of this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, no. I heard it. I didn't hear anything wrong with it. And then you were evidently you said something about how black people have no business on airplanes.
I did not. Neither one of us said that.
The last thing I want is confrontation here.
Well, you're making one, Doug. You're kind of like throwing me under the bus. You're not paying attention to what's on the radio, and your kids are going home blabbing it to your ex-wife.
Well, that's why I'm saying that there's probably a miscommunication.
Yeah, there's a miscommunication.
Because I finally get to the bottom of it. That you see, Sophie was telling her mother these things because she was amused by them.
Amused by? Look, you were right there with your little Sophie. And now you're throwing at me that you're going to lose your kids because they were listening to our show.
It's that woman twisting things around.
Why don't you try to set it straight? You heard it. One ear out the other.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Can I help you? Are you smoking, Doug?
Yeah.
You smoke in the car with those kids in the car?
Nope. I didn't. I smoked when I was a teenager. I took it back up when she went vegan.
Okay. You're not smoking around the kids, are you?
No.
Because that'll get you taken. In this day and age, you smoke around them, they'll stay with that vegan mother.
Well, the problem is this fat pig.
You called her a fat pig. I didn't call her a fat pig.
She is demanding an apology.
From whom? Me?
Yeah. You and Amy.
What? Why?
And probably
what?
Junior, too.
Well, what did Junior do?
Because he was
looking up websites?
he was illegally trying to access a perverted news story from NBC2.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
And so we all got to apologize. I'm not apologizing for stuff that's legitimate news. Don't threaten at me.
Well, was the story blocked or was it not?
It was blocked. Was it?
It was blocked, and I'm not apologizing.
No, I don't. It was on a regular news site. It was on one of the network news sites or local news. What are you talking about? Now, look, Doug.
If you could just please.
No.
Just say, I'm sorry, Patty, and it'll never happen again.
I've been assured
that everything will be fine.
Doug, we did a story about a woman having a baby in a mobile gas station down in Naples. True. We did a story about an African-American woman being kicked off a plane because she had the F word on her mask, but she claimed it was racism. And C, we did a story in what you know, Stan's local beat. We did the story. She can even look it up on the internet. We got it posted. We did a story about a perv in Charlotte County that was touching himself in front of a police officer. Junior tried to get the story, and our company thing blocked it, but it was on a local news site. I'm not apologizing for this.
If you could make a small apology and a donation to Black Lives Matter, it'll all be forgotten.
No way. Sorry, Doug.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.